Well, there's no scientific research behind this, but I've done a bit of me-search on this topic, and there are a couple of surefire ways to stress test a relationship. One is to travel together. Another, flat pack furniture. A little pressure can test a romantic relationship and help you decide whether or not it's working. But would you go as far as doing that on a first date? And at what point does a pressure test become unethical or deceptive, or maybe do more harm than good? I want to hear your story. If you've tested a relationship, or was there a challenge that you've gone through that made a partnership stronger, or maybe proved it wasn't going to work? Because I am here with Christine Bagley-Jones, resident psychologist. She joins me fortnightly for Head and Heart. Christine, I've got to know if you've ever pressure tested a potential paramour.
Tegan, I have to confess, I have.
You have.
I have. When I was really young and pretty naive, I'd met someone that I liked. And so after dinner, I suggested we go for a walk. And then when we came back, I pretended that I'd locked us out of the house with everything inside, and we're in the suburbs, and I wanted to observe their behaviour. And yeah, I mean, that's a bit of a dodgy thing to do in reflection, but at the time it just seemed like a nice little sort of way of fast-tracking their character.
Did they pass the test?
They did. They were really casual. They just sat down at the outdoor furniture and said, oh, we'll work it out. It's fine. And we've remained friends. And I actually brought it up recently. And they said, yeah, they thought it was odd that then later because I had to come clean.
Right.
I was like, oh, hang on. Actually, we're not locked out. But, you know, I've thought a lot about that since and wondered why I felt compelled to do that.
Why do you think you did?
Well, if you look at it from a psychological point of view, and, you know, the years have allowed me to reflect on these sorts of things, there's three main reasons that we do it today. There's that innate desire to understand who we're spending time with as humans, because that secures our psychological and physical safety. So it makes sense. Then add on to it the fact that these days when we're meeting people, we're not having that opportunity to necessarily be able to character check, because we're not meeting through friends at parties. We're meeting online and via apps. So it's a little bit less steady in terms of who is it that we're spending time with. And thirdly, it's our own personal history. If we've been hurt or disappointed or betrayed in some way in the past, we might be more inclined to want to understand straight up the person that we're spending time with.
Part of the reason why I really wanted to talk about this was because I saw a Facebook post the other day in a hiking group that I'm part of, where someone was like, give me recommendations for nice, hard hikes in this area, because this is something that I used to do with people I was dating. I would go and do like a really hard hike with them to see how they basically see how they react under pressure and see how we coordinate as a team, which I thought was really funny and brilliant. But the comments were really divided. Some people thought it was, mostly women, thought it was funny and good because it was a woman who'd asked the question. But a lot of people were saying, this is unethical. Why wouldn't you sort of, why are you testing someone? Is there an ethical component to this, Christine?
Well, there is, yeah, because obviously you've got information they don't have and you are setting them up and testing them, essentially. You're putting them in situations to try to observe their character, but they're not getting the same opportunity to do that for you. And I guess as much as you probably come from a good place, it probably doesn't set the relationship up for honesty and transparency. There are other ways to do it.
Surely you can pressure test something and both be on the same page. Like, things that are innately hard are hard whether you know they're going to be ahead of time or not.
Precisely. And that's why I think there's just a few little tweaks you could do and still pressure test. But it's where you say, hey, let's do this hike on the weekend. It's particularly hard. It'll put us both to the test. So then you're flagging to the other person, this is going to be a challenge. And character traits are probably going to emerge from both sides. You'll still have a bit of the edge, of course, because you've probably done the hike or you've rehearsed it in your head. But at least try as much as possible, be on the same page, or else moving ahead, you're going to have that power inequity because you've staged something that they've been oblivious to.
If this is a pattern that you kind of go, oh, I'm doing this with pretty much everyone I know, is that something you should be examining for yourself?
If you find yourself going into situations, maybe not even just intimate ones, but friendship situations where you're putting them through the ringer to see the quality of their character, you want to really explore why, and do that with self-compassion, because my guess would be you've been hurt in the past, or you've been betrayed, or you've just been let down and disillusioned. People can be dishonest. And if you've been at the receiving end of someone pretending to be something they're not, after a while, you want to ensure and protect yourself. But through that protection, you're putting up walls, and there might be other ways to meet someone safely, but without having to go through all of that, you know, rigorous testing beforehand, because it's not very authentic. But be kind to yourself as you discover this.
You're listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking to Christine Bagley-Jones, our resident psychologist. Our fortnightly chats are called Head and Heart. And we're talking about this idea of maybe stress testing a relationship, maybe putting a little obstacle in front of you and someone that you're interested in getting to know better to see how you respond together. Christine, is it something that you would ever recommend someone do, someone in one of your clients?
Mm. In certain formats, yes. I mean, I don't suggest go head on into setting up an entire experiment, but certainly if I've had someone that I've been seeing for a while and they've repeatedly put themselves in harm's way with someone that's just not compatible. It might not even be that the person is not a good person. It's just not a good fit. They've got a type, and the type just isn't going to bode well long term. So I encourage them not to dive in and not spend too much time texting, but get face to face and be really observant. Watch how they, that's the beauty of this. You don't have to climb a mountain. You can go have lunch, go to the movies, but then be curious about how they interact with others, how they manage the dissecting of a movie if you're not both on the same page. You can see all of the warning signs or the hints of the quality and their character traits just through day-to-day life if you're awake to it.
The texts are starting to flow through, Christine. One person says, it wasn't deliberate, but early on in my relationship, we got in a car accident. She was so calm and reasonable about it that I knew she was the one for me. Another says, I gave my lover at the time three questions to see if our relationship would go forward. Well, the answers were wrong, and I took a job offer in South Korea that ended the relationship. P.S. This was a 5-year off-again, on-again relationship. Meg says, in an earlier life, I would ask prospective boyfriends about their views on Aristotle, etc. Most were intimidated and confused. One told me not to be an idiot. I married him.
Well, opposites do attract.
What do you say about this? I think the thing about the 5-year on and off relationship is interesting, because it obviously, someone had gotten to a turning point in their relationship. It was almost like not a new thing, but it was like, okay, are you in or are you out?
Yes, and I love that, because it's not so much setting up a test, but being frank and asking these questions. And that's a great idea, because it's still spontaneous. So the person may be caught off guard. So hopefully they're not going to be able to script something that's contrived to suit what, you know, the person wants to hear. And that's where you will reveal things. Have conversations that help explore the true, you know, character depth. But I guess the difficulty there is people sometimes have perceptions of themselves that you don't realize is accurate or not until you put it to the test.
One more text here. Chris says, isn't that what dating is? A series of progressive situations and observations to work out if this partnership works. Chris says, are you overthinking this? Christine, am I overthinking this?
I think you and I both overthink everything.
Yeah, fair.
It's something we have in common. And yes, done correctly, that's what it should be. A gentle reveal as you get to know each other and you either are bonding and solidifying the relationship, or you're deciding to move away. But unfortunately, there are other things at play, like chemistry and circumstance and timing. And so sometimes we're blind to some of the warning signs. So when we're organically getting to know a person, we might be filtering out the things that we don't want to see because we so much want the relationship. And so, yes, you really do want to just progressively let it unfold, but you have to also caution yourself. Am I being objective? Have I got swept up in a story that now it's going to be hard for me to be able to see this in a lucid way? So be curious, but also be steady and do a lot of self-reflecting as you go.
Christine, it's always such a delight to talk to you. Christine Bagley-Jones is our resident psychologist and joins me fortnightly for Head and Heart. And I said one more text before, but I have to read you this one. COVID lockdown, perhaps the ultimate pressure test.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.